Shimon.
Thank you. Start your day at the Torahway in Northwest London. Friday, 15th of Av, 12th of August, Rabbi Daniel Hulschlitter. Every person is a world. This week's Torah has been sponsored lechvod Simchas Bar Mitzvah Shel Rafi Strom Nerayoy last Shabbos. He wrote so and she's to her old Uzken of Rav Nachas Menu Mikol Yotzei Chalotzehem.
So thank you so much again to Dudi Itzkovitz and the Torahway team for hosting me yet another time. The Zechus of Torahway should stand in Yitzhi Hashem the Netzach Letzachim, but not only Netzach Letzachim, it should stand as a brocha and a source for brocha, the Olam Hazeh, Baruchnius, the Gashmius, the Cholmini, the Meitav of Yitzhi Hashem.
Amen.
So Tu Ba'av, the happiest day of the year, one of the happiest days of the year. So many shot him, what's Tu Ba'av, what's so special about Tu Ba'av? Oh, no, Tachman. Yom Sheposku Milichres Eitzim Le Marocha. They would cut the wood for the Marocha, the Mizbeach, for the wood pile for the Mizbeach the whole year round until Tu B'Av. They looked in the Forishim, the wood was of a lower quality, the sun would dry it out, and they would have enough, they would calculate they had enough wood by Tu B'Av. So what's the big Simcha? So Rabbeinu Gershom, I think it is, says their famous Rabbeinu Gershom, that the people who would cut the wood, so they're now going from a smaller mitzvah of chopping the wood pile for the Marocha to the great bigger mitzvah of what would they do now? They'd sit and learn Torah. So you go from a smaller mitzvah to a bigger mitzvah. What could be a bigger simcha than that? The B'nai Binyamin, after the Civil War, they were the Meshadach of the B'nai Binyamin, the Inun Shaduchim. Many in Yonim of Tu B'Av, the Yom is Boruch, it's a source of Brocha and Simcha. What better day of the year to discuss the Simcha of life itself. The Ezer Hashem Yisparach, we're going to see some amazing things. So, one of the most tragic, serious, devastating Yetzer Haras that a person has, and every person is challenged with this, is he looks at around him, no matter what he's got in Gashmius, whatever he's got in Ruchnius, and he says, Mi ani, who am I? At the end of the day, I'm not a big Rosh Hashiva, I'm not a big Pesach, am I Talmud Chacham? Probably not. And does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam really care so much about me? Okay, I understand, Ruchan Kanievsky Zatzal, the Siyata Dishmaya, the Ashkocha Protis of every breath he takes. But a person like myself, I mean, who even looks at me in the Beis HaMedrash? I'm one of 300 guys in this Beis HaMedrash. And it's been so for years. How important are my mitzvahs? Am I really so significant to the Borei Olam? Now, why do I say this is such a tragic Yetzirah? Because if you think about it, if you contemplate this inyan, this matter, this concept, what a person is guilty of doing when he thinks like that is he's memayit kavoda yisborach chas v'cholila. What he's doing is he's comparing in his mind the melech malchei amlochim hakodosh baruch hu to a melech bos of adam, to a human king. And a person is challenged every moment of his life to come out of that, get out of that. The Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited like a human king. Person thinks a human king, he has his prime minister, his defense minister, his ministers, but the millions of his subjects who live in his kingdom, how much can he be close to them already, loyal subjects? How much is he miyachis to them? How much does he think about them? Well, that's true. In Nochanami, it's true. There can only be one big Rosh Hashiva, this yeshiva. There can only be one prime minister. There can only be one this, one that. But Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at every individual as a whole Olam, as a whole world. And when the person thinks, how significant am I? Chas v'chalila, he's being mamayit in his mind. He's comparing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Chalila to a Melech Bos of Adam, who's limited in his hasogas and what he can appreciate and who he can love and who he can know. Masha'ein Kein Chas V'Chalila, Chas V'Chalila Klapari the Borei Olam, as we're going to see. Now, in order for you to really understand where I'm coming from, We need to go back. We need to go back to Har Sinai. Let's go back to Har Sinai. I have two huge questions on Maimed Har Sinai. Question number one. We say it every Friday night. Shoma v'zochor b'dibur echot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai told us, Shoma es yom ha-Shabbos v'zochor es yom ha-Shabbos b'dibur echot. Simultaneously, the Borei Olam said two words, Shomar v'zochar. Very nice. Why do I need this display of magnificent ability, the magnificent ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to say two words at once on the great Maimed Har Sinai? What is the significance? There's many significances in the Inyan of Shabbos. But this display of the Yechidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the display of the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say two words at once, why is it so significant on Har Sinai? What's the message here? Is there a deeper message of why we were shown this on Har Sinai? It's question number one. Now, question number two, there is my favorite Gemara of all the Gemaras I've learned. It's not saying very much, but it's still my favorite Gemara, I think, in Shas. From what I've seen of Shas. There is a Gemara in Subas. Gemara in Subas, Daf Yud Zayin. Omer of Sheshes, V'Isema, Rabbi Yochanan. What happens when a Yid, who learned Torah, he learned Chumash and he learned Gemara, and Nebuchadnezzar dies, how many people should be at his Levaya? Is it considered little Torah? How many people is Roy to be at the Levaya of someone who was Kori Vashoni? He learned Chumash and he learned Gemara. He didn't teach others. He wasn't a Rebbe. He learned Gemara. He learned Torah Shabbat, the Ksav and the Pirush of Torah Shabbat Peh. He learned Torah Shabbat Peh. How many people should be at his Levaya? And the Gemara says a fantastic thing. Gemara says, how many? Shishim Ribui. Why? Why 600,000 people should be at his Levaya? So Amr of Sheshes v'Yisema of Yechanan, Netilosa k'nesinosa adomi. When you take away the Torah, it's got to be with the same fanfare as when it was given. And the Torah was given at Har Sinai in a maimed of 600,000 years. 600,000. So now you have a Yid, and this is talking about every single Yid until Moshiach, until the end of time, a Yid who learned Torah in his life and he dies, it's roi for him, says the Gemara, to have 600,000 people at his levaya. Why? Because when you're taking the Torah away, he's dead, he's dying, his Torah is now gone, he can't learn Torah anymore, so it's got to be comparable to the Sinas HaTorah. This Gemara L'Chaira is an absolute pella. What on earth is the Gemara saying here? What do I mean? The Torah was given in front of 600,000 people because Klal Yisrael was 600,000. So the giving of the Torah was 600,000. Here, I agree, you may be taking away the Torah of this chap here who's died, right? Is Reuven ben Yisrael who died. But you're not taking the Torah away from the whole world. There's still Botei Midrashim, there's still yeshivas, there's still Talmidei Chachamim, there's still a lot of people, Baruch Hashem, learning Torah. And yet we say, oh, we're taking the Torah away. I mean, Bishleim, it would make sense, L'Chaira, if Chas v'Chalila, Hashem decided to destroy the world and take Torah away from the world. So you'd need 600,000. The Tilos are taking away the Torah, should be comparable to Nesinosa. The Torah is given with 600,000, so when you're taking away the Torah, you need 600,000. But this one guy who's dying, why do I need 600,000 people at the Levaya of one guy who dies? What on earth is going to mean here? What does it mean? You need 600,000 at the Levaya because taking away the Torah has to be like when it was given, and Har Sinai was given with 600,000, so when you take away the Torah from this guy, you need 600,000. What on earth is the Gemara saying? Rabbi Yisai, there's no way out of this. This is the only way this Gemara makes sense. Rabbi Yisai, we ask two questions. What's this Shoma V'Zochar B'Dibur Echad? What's the significance of this? And what on earth does the Gemara mean in Ksubas Yud Zayin that You need 600,000 people at a guy today who dies, Nebuch, and he learned Torah and he learned Gemara. 600,000. What's it got to do with the Nesinus HaTorah? Rabbi Yisrael, what happened at Nesinus HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah, was not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his creator, is now giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and we need 600,000 people for this majestic affair. Rabbi Yisrael, it was a lot bigger and more significant than that. What was going on at Har Sinai? Well, let's see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shomer v'zocher b'dibur echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said two words at the same time. Now, you were all there. I was there. Or everyone's neshama was there. Do you know what you realized when you saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Shomer v'zocher b'dibur echad? You suddenly realized, wait a second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who spoke to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just said two words at the same time. Well, that's amazing. How could one das, one person, one knowledge, one daya, say two words at the same time? Wow, that's amazing. And they suddenly realized, Klal Yisrael suddenly realized, oh, well, this is very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say two words at the same time. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu can speak to two different people at the same time, because Hashem can say two words at the same time. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can speak to two people at the same time, have a conversation with two people at the same time, then the Borei Olam can have a simultaneous conversation with 20 people at the same time. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can speak to 20 people at the same time, he can speak to 20,000 people at the same time. And he can speak to 600,000 people at the same time. He can have HaKadosh Baruch Hu can maintain simultaneously 600,000 conversations with each person. Oh my gosh. Do you know what's happening at Har Sinai? It wasn't just Klal Yisrael getting the Torah. Every single neshama got the Torah personally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And guess what? The Gemara in Suvas Yud Zayin says, you needed 600,000 people to witness each person getting the Torah. And if there was one missing, no one could have got the Torah. On Maimon Har Sinai, each individual Yid got the Torah, and there was needed, we're having a big event here, Reuben ben Yisrael is getting the Torah, we need 600,000 people to watch this. Every one of you needed, when you got the Torah, 600,000 witnesses watching this great event of you getting the Torah. And that was the significance of Shomer v'zocher b'dibur echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having an individual, he's capable. This is the chiddush. No matter how much you thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu was great, you would have thought it's logically impossible for any one God to have a simultaneous conversation. It just doesn't make sense. But yet you saw it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said two words. Hashem said two words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having a simultaneous conversation with 600,000 different people. 3.1 million people with women and children. Every neshama of Klal Yisrael who was ever to be born was there at Har Sinai, had your own Kabbalah Soteria. That's the only way you can understand the Gemara in Kesubas, because the Gemara says, when a guy dies on Tuesday in 2022, Rahman al-Litzlan, he needs 600,000 people. Why? Because when he got the Torah, that guy got the Torah. How many people were needed for his Nesinus HaTorah? For every single year, they were needed 600,000. So when it was Leviah, you take away his Torah. Oh, you need 600,000 people. Every person is a Welt. He's a whole world. Rabbi Yisrael, what you're about to hear, you probably won't believe me. You probably will not believe me. Sorry? What I'm about to say. It's so fantastic what I'm about to tell you that you're going to have a look at inside. In the Pele Yotz under the word Tzchar, Pele Yotz goes to the Aleph Beis, and you're going to have to look in the Shem Olam, the Chofetz Chaim, Perek Yud Beis, the end of Perek Yud Beis. I, Rabbi, listen to this. There is a Mishnah in Ovis. Okay? You all know the Mishnah. Yofisha achas shel kirach ruach ba'olam abo mikol chayelam azeh. Sorry, Yofisha achas Shall teira tshuva umaisim tovin ba'olam azeh mikol chayelam abo v'yofeshoach shall keras ruach ba'olam habo mikol chayelam azeh. Now, you all know what it means, the sefer of the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. That one moment in Olam Haba is worth more than all of Olam Hazeh condensed together. If you were to take all the human enjoyment since Adam Rishon, right? So Adam Rishon and every other human being will ever live, and condense all the enjoyment of their life, the physical enjoyment. They saw a nice sunset, they had a cold drink, every enjoyment they ever had. And you condense it to one person for like 5 minutes, that is not compared to the reward which a person will get for one mitzvah, which he receives that reward in Olam Haba. Okay? One moment of Olam Haba is worth more than all that. Okay? Amazing to think, amazing concept. However, what on earth does the beginning, the first part of the Mishnah mean? The first part of the Mishnah says, Yofeshoachas shel teira maisim tovim, it's a different gear, so tshuva maisim tovim, tova maisim tovim, Yofeshoachas shel tshuva maisim tovim ba'olam hazeh, mikol chaye olam haba. What could that mean? If olam haba is the ultimate enjoyment, so what is, and it's worth more than everything in olam hazeh, so what on earth could it mean when we say, the first part of the Mishnah, that Yofer Shah Achas of Mais and Tovim, do a mitzvah, is worth more than Olam Haba? What could be worth more than Olam Haba? Rabbi Yisai had this question for 30 years. Until, Baruch Hashem, I stumbled across the Peleyotz and Schar. And then we found it in the Shem Olam, the end of Perek Yud Beis. Rabbi Kanis told me, he said, you know, when you said that Peleyotz and Schar, he said, it was amazing. He says, I saw it in the Shem Olam, but I just didn't know what he was talking about. I couldn't believe it. But Itaka says it. Rabbi says, then we've got a teretz. What does it mean, the first part of the Mishnah, the one moment of Olam Hazeh, of Tshuva, Maisim Tovim, Olam Hazeh, is worth more than Olam Haba? Can someone suggest an answer?
Like we say that when a person is in this world, he can still, he's a Hoylech.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so you're saying it's more, you can achieve more.
You can build on what you've got.
Fantastic. What you're saying is you can achieve more in Olam Hazeh than the whole of Olam Haba. You can't achieve anything. You're not a Mahalach. That's a very nice pshat. However, there's a major problem. The Tanna, who chooses every word very carefully, uses the same word Yofa at the beginning as he does at the end. And for your pshat, what you're saying is Yofa means you can achieve more in Olam Hazeh than the whole Olam Haba. But what's worth more? So the Yofa is different. We've got apples and oranges over here. If the Tanna chose to use the word Yofa, he's talking about worth. What would I swap? What would I buy? What's worth to me? All right? And many people learn that pshat in the Mishnah, but says the Chofetz Chaim in the Peleyotz doesn't mean that. If the Tanna chose to use the same word Yofa at the beginning as he does at the end, then we're talking about the same currency. At the end it says, you're going to enjoy it more. It's literally worth more one moment of Olam Haba than all of Olam Hazeh. And yet the same word Yofa, it's worth, is used in the Reisha of the Mishnah where he says one mitzvah in Olam Hazeh is worth more than Olam Haba. Rabbi Yisai, this is absolutely fantastic what I'm about to tell you. You have to see it inside the Peleyotz on the Schar and the Chofetz Chaim, Heilige Chofetz Chaim in Shem Olam Perek Yud Beis at the end. Listen to this. And not many people know this. It's amazing. Okay. At the moment, in Olam Hazeh, we have no hasaga whatsoever who the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is. We have a fraction of a fraction of a fraction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he's meitiv, and he's good, and he's tov, and he's the source of bracha, and he's running the show, and he's doing everything. Okay. That is a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the Reima Muso, Gadluso, Kavodo Yisporach. As a human being, you cannot fathom the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch. However, says the Chofetz Chaim the Peleyotz, in the Olam HaEmes, Acharei Me'er Ve'eshrim Shona, after 120 years, you're going to get to Olam Haba, and then your eyes are going to be opened, your real eyes, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, Rebbeinu, that's the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And says the Chofetz Chaim, you're going to see hundreds of thousands of kitos of malachim rushing to do the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides something, the malachim are going to run with enthusiasm and simcha. And you're going to see the gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's impossible to describe because we're in Olam Hazeh. But you're going to realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. Listen to this. And you're given a choice. You get to Olam Haba after 85 years of mitzvahs. You learn Shas 15 times. And they give you an offer. You get to the gates of Shemayim. And you now realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Oh my God, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen to this. You get to the gates of Shemayim. And they say, we've got today's special offer. Okay, what is it? You, Rabbi Yid, can have the whole of Olam Haba, everyone's Olam Haba, for free. I know you deserve a lot because you learned Shas 16 times and you did many mitzvahs, but you're going to get everyone's Olam Haba. You see Olam Haba there with all the tzaddikim? You can, it's all yours. You can have it all for free. That is option number one. So, well, that's a good job. Nice day to come here. Okay. What's option number two, by the way? So, option number two is you get zero Olam Haba. I know you learned Shas for 16 times and you did mitzvahs for 85 years, yeah. But option number two is you get no Olam Haba whatsoever. Oh, come on, that's under the choice. Is that the end? Oh, no. Instead, listen to the end of the deal. Instead of zero Olam Haba, you can go back to Olam Hazeh and do one mitzvah. You can say Amen to a bracha. You can make a bracha shahakol. So what? Yeah, that's the offer. The whole of Olam Haba for free, or the chance, now that you realize who the Borei Olam really is, you got the chance to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu smile kaviyachol in real time. What will you choose? Zokta Pele Yates, you know what you're going to choose? When you realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and that you can make HaKadosh Baruch Hu smile, you can make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy now, who you realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you'll say, you know what, guys, take all the Olam Haba, please let me just go back down, I will take the second one, let me do one mitzvah. For a second. A simple yid. And Zokta Chofetz Chaim even further. He says, every single yid, and Shem Olam, paint your base at the end, every year you get to Shemayim and you see Kavoda Yisbarach and you realize then with real eyes who the Borei Olam is, you will beg them to, and you will offer them, take my whole Olam Haba, even though one moment of Olam Haba is worth more than the whole of Olam Hazeh. But Rotzon Hashem is so much greater to do Rotzon Hashem. Take, you're going to beg them, take my Olam Haba and get me do one mitzvah. Rabbi Elfenbein, my Rebbe, is a Talmud of Nochem Persovitz, Zatzal, of Mechaim Lechaim. He told me, he says, you know, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra told his Talmidim once, he said, I would be willing to give my entire Olam Haba for the next mitzvah. If they would say to me, no, you can't make a bracha on your tzitzis now unless you give up your whole Olam Haba. The Vilna Gaon said that I would gladly give up any Olam Haba I've achieved until now for the chance of the one mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon, the Chayr, was holding on this level in Olam Hazeh. He could see. It's absolutely fantastic. A person thinks, you think, oh, he died yesterday or he died today. Another 13 hours of mitzvahs. He could say Amen. He could think about Yichud Hashem. As the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha, the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamid, as we discussed here, calls man b'chol rega sheyachshuv bo'en ki mitzvah saseh. You think of Yichud Hashem for 1 second, you become a mitzvah saseh. That means that when you get to Shomayim, every single yid, when he gets to Shomayim, he's going to say, says the Chofetz Chaim, please take my whole Olam Haba, let me come back down to planet Earth for 1 second and think of Yichud Hashem. Insignificant, Chas v'chalila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a simultaneous, individual relationship with every single Yid and it's be a chaylish to do so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a melech chas v'chalila boss of a dom. Don't make that mistake. I'm talking to myself. We do it the whole time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only interested in Talmid Chachomim. He's got so many Talmid. What does he care about me? Chas v'chalila, that's a miut in your mind of the Borei Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have did have a simultaneous conversation in Kabbalah Sateira with every single Yid. And every Yid needed 600,000 people there. Because do you know what one mitzvah is? An amen, a bracha. A person has to remind himself this every second. You know, we've just finished the Avelus, the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. We have Tu B'Av, and then we have, everyone knows the famous story of Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was sneaked out by his Talmidim to meet the Romans on the siege around Yerushalayim. So, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, he meets Vespasian Caesar, Caesar's Poseidon's Caesar, he says, Shalom Aleich Malka, Shalom Aleich Malka. Shalom Aleichem King. And Vespasian answers back, he says, Mishayev esat trei ketola. Yechayev misa twice. Chada, the lav malka another, kokoris li malka. I'm not a king, treason, and you call me a king. The od, I malka no. If I am a king, ado idra lamaloi losis legaboy. Until now, where have you been? Where have you been? So everyone knows the famous story in Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe's davening, and they get to HaMelech, and he faints. He said, why do you faint? He said, I remember the Gemara. As Poseidon's Kezar said, you're b'chai two mises. I'm not a king, treason. And if I am a king, where have you been? Now you come. Now you come to me. Chutzpah, you say, Shom Aleich Malkan, you come now. I say, on Yom Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying, HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at me and I'm feeling there's a taina, where have I been until now? Rosh Hashanah, you wait, now you come. Now you declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech. Rabbi Yisrael, every bracha a person makes, a person is declaring Melech. Rosh Hashanah, kenu Melech ha'olam. I wait for Rosh Hashanah. But I have a tremendous question on this Gemara. Listen to this. Vespasian Caesar, Poseidon Caesar said, Mishayev esat trei ketola, yechayev misa twice. Number one, I'm not a king. Treason, you call me a king. Number two, if I am a king, where have you been until now? Oh, yeah? I'm sorry, Vespasian, you're not very good at maths. That means, Mamonov Shoch, you chayav Misa once. It doesn't mean you chayav Misa twice. Again, number one, I'm not a king, you call me a king. So you chayav Misa once, that's treason. And number two, if I am a king, that means I'm not chayav the first one because it wasn't treason. If I am a king, where have you been until now? So why did Vespasian say it? And the Gemara quotes us beside the Caesar, which means the Gemara's quoting it. His words are very important over here. He says, you chayav Misa twice. Sorry, you're not chayav Misa twice. Maman of Shach, you chayav Misa, but not twice. There's no chayav two Misas here. My boy said, listen to this. You know, Vilna Gaon was in prison once, and there was a Rosha with him. And a Jewish Rosha. And someone got an apple through to the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, and this Rosha takes the apple, takes a bite. So the Vilna Gaon says to him, where's your bracha? Why don't you make a bracha? He said, I'm the Rosha, I'm the town Rosha. You asked me about my bracha? So the Vilna Gaon said, you make a mistake. You think that when you get to Shemayim, you've got a green card, I'm the Rosha. And when they ask you about the apple, you're going to say, oh, we've been through that, I'm the Rosha. Okay, get to Magdalena, but don't ask me about the bracha on the apple, I'm the Rosha. No. Every second counts. Why didn't you do teshuvah before you ate the apple? I know you're a Rosha, we're going to give you a cheshbon for that. You didn't the cheshbon for that. But there's a new cheshbon on, there's no green card. I've been saying Rosh Nor all my life. Why are you asking me about today? Because why don't you do teshuvah? Every moment counts. How many times did he say Shalom Aleich Malka, Shalom Aleich King? He walks in, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Shalom Aleich Malka, Shalom Aleich Malka. He said it twice. So number one, Shalom Aleich Malka, Shalom Aleich Malka, Yochai Misa twice, Maman of Shach. Number one, I'm not a king. And you call me king. How many times do you call me king? Twice. Chai Misa the first time, Chai Misa the second time. And if I'm not, and if I am a king, okay, if I am a king, then you're not Chai the first two. If I am a king, chutzpah. You say, Shalom Aleich Malka, where have you been all this time? And you say that again, Shalom Aleich Malka, where have you been all this time? Chai Misa twice, Maman of Shach. But Rabbi Sai, it also works the other way around. Right? Vayas Kein Aaron Hagishivcha Shalom Shiloh Shiloh. Aaron HaKohen didn't change when he lit the menorah. Shivcha Shalar Shloshima, the Chazanish would also write like the Menorah exactly the same way. It says that again, we'll finish off in the 30 seconds. It says it by the Shiftei Kar, right? By the Shiftei Kar, Vayibamei Kitzir Achitin. Reuven took Dodoyim flowers for his mother, Leah, when it was Hefka, Lahagid Shif, as Rashi, Lahagid Shifchon Shel Shvotim Shel Poshtu Yogam Begezel. They didn't steal. My 3-year-old wouldn't steal flowers from the neighbor. That's the Shvach of Reuven, they didn't steal. That's the Shvach of Aaron HaKohen, he did what he was told. Rabbeisai, every tiny, minute atom of a mitzvah is worth olamos. And the fact that Reuven didn't steal is, yes, the shvach of Aaron of Reuven. And the fact that Aaron did what he was told, besides the fact he learned shas 24,000 times, or whatever it was. Yes, besides that, the fact that he did what he was told is another mitzvah. Because every mitzvah, Rabbeisai, every second of life, every mitzvah, is a long way. Thank you so much.
I think we need 2 weeks to get over that.